I'm here with five of the real estate leadership team from the newly merged CMS, and I'm looking to hear from them what they think is going to be one of the key themes in their area of practice over the next 12 months. So we'll begin with Kieran Cavalier.
Yes, thanks, Jess. So I was at MIPIM a couple of weeks ago, like probably many of your readers. And the mood was certainly more upbeat than it was this time last year, pre-Brexit. We've obviously had some turbulence with elections, with Trump. We've got European elections coming up. Obviously, Mark Rutte made it in the Netherlands, but you know, we've got the possibility of Le Pen and whether Merkel will be there later in the year. But talking to many of the investors at MIPIM a couple of weeks ago, I asked them about the UK and how they felt about investing in the UK. And, you know, geopolitical risk and everything else, you know, Brexit, obviously at that stage, Article 50 hadn't been triggered. But, you know, what was the general mood and feel? And they certainly felt that the cycle was at quite an advanced state, so they were being a touch cautious. But for many of these investors, they aren't playing a cyclical game. They are long-term investors. And do they believe in London, which has had a financial services industry for around 400 years? Yes, they do. And do they think London is suddenly going to evaporate and everyone's going to put their money elsewhere? No, they don't. So just the weight of capital at the moment is obviously keeping yields at the level they are. Some people actually think they might compress further because actually there is a general search for yield around the world. So what I took away from all of that was there will still be investment in our market. It will still be competitive, but the best assets will always trade very well. So, you know, no room really, or no sense of gloom, but people feeling, you know, cautiously optimistic, I think.
Thank you very much, Kieran. Now we turn to Mark Hyten.
Yeah, my theme's in a slightly different area. The energy side is one of those sides that I see continuing to boom for the next 12 months. We're still seeing a lot of interest in on and offshore solar, wind, hydro projects. There's a huge range of different energy-related projects that will continue, I think, for the next 12, 24 months.
Thank you very much, Mark. And we have John Compson.
Thanks, Jess. The issue for me, I think, is probably around distribution and logistics. The view, certainly within CMS, is across Europe that investment and development in logistics and distribution systems is ever increasing. Those buildings are becoming increasingly complex. The sense is that's just going to continue. A lot of capital still going into Europe, and again, I think the view is more capital heading towards Europe over the next 12 months, investing in that sort of product. Kieran touched on the political issues that Europe faces. I think the stock market suggests that those things may well be overblown. Let's hope they are, and that Europe is seen as a good place to invest, a strong place to invest, and the economies in Europe, hopefully moving forward, are just going to accelerate the move into logistics and distribution.
Thank you, John. Next, we have Danielle Drummond-Bassington.
Thanks, Jess. So as a disputes lawyer, I thought it was only apt that I look at where I think some areas of contention are going to be in the next 12 months. And I think just looking back to help that inform what's going to happen in the next 12 months, I think we've all seen a huge increase in valuation disputes and the number of points on rent reviews going to arbitration or even just seeking legal advice on it, because it has been an area that surveyors have sort of owned for a number of years, and now there's a lot more disputes arising in that area. And I think where it's coming from is there is a genuine difference of opinion between landlord and tenant, surveyors and valuers, as to the property value and what the impact of certain nuances of a property or a lease are on the rent review or on a lease renewal valuation. And as the market is fluctuating so much at the moment, it is leading to that increase, and we're all predicting that that will not dissipate in the next 12 months.
Thank you very much, Danielle. And last, but by no means least, we have Martin Evans.
Thanks, Jess. I think one of the key themes in terms of planning is going to be the residential debate. There's been great criticism of the dysfunctional nature of the housing market, lack of supply. And I think at the moment you've got an alignment of demographic and political, demographic influences and financial influences, which mean that the market is not performing as it should. The government is looking at ways to improve delivery. They published their white paper, which I think is generally regarded as not being a sort of silver bullet, which is going to make a step change. But I think over the next 12 months, we see a lot of interest in residential, a lot of interest in build to rent, which is seen as one way of kickstarting delivery of new places for people to live. And we've seen people coming into that market or looking to come into that market in a bigger way. So I think that area is going to grow. The other side of it is I think we're also seeing quite a lot of upturn in terms of public-private partnerships in order to bring forward surplus land, often around key transport nodes or well-connected areas. And I think that we're working on schemes there which have got a great opportunity to provide a lot of housing in central sites. And I think that public-private element is something to watch for the next 12 months.
Well, thank you very much for all of you for sharing your thoughts. And we look forward to hearing more from the newly merged CMS as you all navigate those waters over the coming year. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jess.